praise you. Just give us a hunger for the things of God. Give us a hunger for the Word of God. Give us a hunger for the worship of God. And Lord, we just thank you for that. Let it not just be something we attend, but let it be a body that comes together, and we see the value in coming together and being together and worshiping together and loving you together. Lord, we just pray that your anointing would fill this place. And we give you thanks for it. And we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Again, happy Father's Day to all you fathers. We honor you. How many fathers do we have in here? You can just raise your hand. You don't have to stand up. There's a lot of fathers in here. Some of you raised both hands. You know, yes, I'm father more than once. Yeah. We honor you. We hope that you have a wonderful day. I want to talk a little bit again about the Holy Spirit. We talked about the Holy Spirit last week, and we just got like in the foundation. Because last week we talked about how in the Old Testament the Holy Spirit was prophesied about, it was talked about, and we're going to hit that again. We saw how the Holy Spirit was mentioned even in the Feast of God, how the Spirit, the day of Pentecost, because last week was Pentecost, the day of Pentecost was actually enveloped in the feasts of God, how Passover is the feast that that God instituted. On Mount Sinai, he instituted the Passover feast, called it the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And we know that that feast is where we celebrate Jesus' crucifixion and his resurrection, because he is the bread of life. And it was that unleavened bread that they had to make as they were escaping Egypt. And Jesus becomes the bread of life that causes them to that causes us to be able to leave the old land and go into the promised land. It's through Christ. But then we also talked about the second feast. The second feast is the Feast of Weeks. And in the Feast of Weeks, that talks of, it's also called the Feast of Pentecost. And that happens right around this time, or last week, and this time is right around the Feast of Weeks. And that is indicative of the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit was given to the church, and the church became the church because of the Holy Spirit. The church is not the church without the Holy Spirit. You know, so if you're afraid of the Holy Spirit, you need to get unafraid of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the fuel and the heartbeat of the church. Well, Jesus is the heartbeat of the church. Holy Spirit is the fuel of it. Keeps it going. Keeps the life pumping. Keeps things moving. And then we talked about the last feast, and the last feast that was